Representative Paul Bomback, thanks for joining us today. So you introduced, along with nine of your colleagues, a bill that would extend medical marijuana to terminally ill patients. Just to start off, what benefits could medical marijuana provide a terminally ill patient that they already aren't getting?
Well, it's what you have is the current treatment is typically medicines, prescription medicines, that will just get you in, it's not in a coma, but you're just going to be not reacting to your family around you. You're not living your life at that point. And it's, you know, it's your last months. So this says we want you, for some, where that's the only impact they can get, let's try something else. And the medical marijuana, in some cases, can numb the pain, but still keep you mentally aware, interacting with those you love, and making sure you've got a higher quality at the end of your life.
How many, is there going to be a problem, though? I've spoken with some marijuana patients who have had difficulty getting their doctors to allow them to even be able to get the drug themselves. Is that going to be a problem in this case, too?
It can, but my sense is that we're solving that. We met with the Department of Public Health several weeks ago, and what they're finding is that there is a growing number of doctors who are writing these cards. And they're writing these cards, in my belief, I'm a little bit biased, because they're seeing their patients are getting results. And therefore, they're saying, well, then maybe another one of my patients may benefit from this. And they speak to their colleagues, and then a second doctor will join the program and be open to this. There's also a growing amount of evidence. We're really restricted at this point. The evidence comes from outside the country, but there's significant evidence from Israel, for instance, good scientific evidence of how this can be very helpful on a lot of these conditions. So as that comes out, and as the doctors and the medical community becomes more and more aware of it, that should help the accessibility of the doctors. And then in addition, the whole issue of the opioid epidemic that we have, where doctors are really looking for better alternatives than just automatically writing a prescription for the hardcore opioids. So this is a way to have them try something else and see if it gets a better result without the downsides.
How is this going to be prescribed, though? I know when you introduced legislation last year about physician aid in dying, you would need a couple doctors to sign off on this and go through a waiting period. How is this going to be, or how is someone going to be designated terminally ill?
Well, this uses the existing medical marijuana code, so it's one doctor who writes this, and the doctor has to, you know, be a primary care physician who knows you, and we've got some standards in there. And terminal illness is defined, and we use definitions from other places in the Delaware Code of you're likely, most likely in a medical analysis to be passing away in, I think, 6 months, maybe 12 months, somewhere in there.
It's 12 months. And how did you come up with that bar of 12 months?
Again, we take it from another part of the code. I think it came from the DMOS, the Medical Order for Scope of Treatment, for terminally ill patients, making sure that they can indicate very clearly, a doctor on behalf of a patient can write, this is what the patient wants. That also used the same bar. So we thought that was the appropriate bar to just bring over into this.
Why not go for full legalization, since we had this University of Delaware poll come out 2 years ago in 2014 with 56% of Delawareans saying they would support that?
The poll wasn't of the 62 elected officials down here, and I don't think you'll get 56% of elected officials who support full legalization at this point. I'm looking to get changes that can be accomplished this year, and adding terminal illness to the medical marijuana I think can be accomplished this year. So that's where I'm at right now. We also have a governor who I think will be very supportive of this change, and I think he's expressed a lack of willingness to go further as far as full legalization, and we'll see who our next governor is and what they wish.
Yeah, Governor Markell has said that he's hesitant to embrace full legalization. Have you had a conversation, though, with him about this specific bill?
Not on this specific bill. I've spoken with him regarding end-of-life issues, and he's been very supportive of the task force that the Healthcare Commission took on. He was very, very helpful and supportive in making sure that moved forward. So he does express a common care common with me, a care of making sure that we're really treating our Delawareans well towards the end of their lives.
Representative Paul Bomback, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.